Another indictment stemming from the Capitol riot probe. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. It's a contempt charge against a former Trump administration official.
Peter Navarro, who served as a trade policy director in the Trump White House, is now being formally charged with being in contempt of Congress for his refusal to respond to a subpoena from the House of Representatives Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. Navarro, who is 72 years old, is also in the midst of suing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi over the investigation.
Fox's Evan Brown. Navarro becomes the second Trump-era official to be prosecuted for contempt after Steve Bannon. President Biden is touting the 390,000 jobs added in May, while also reiterating that inflation is his top priority.
President Biden credited his economic and pandemic-related plans with the job growth and insisted that between that and lower American debt levels, the economy is strong.
Well, we can build on that foundation. Build a future of stable, steady growth so we can bring down inflation without sacrificing all the historic gains we've made.
He said while he's trying to tackle bringing down everyday costs, it's difficult due to what he called Putin's price hike, Russia's war in Ukraine. But he also said he's tackling the federal deficit.
The Treasury Department is planning to pay down the national debt this quarter, which never happened.
He said other costs could be brought down if Congress would pass his clean energy and drug cost plans.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Republicans blame the president's policies for helping to fuel high inflation. Taking questions after his remarks, President Biden says he has no plans at the moment to visit Saudi Arabia, though he's previously called the crown prince a pariah over the killing of a journalist. He says he won't change his position on human rights, but that as president, his job is to bring peace when he can, and that's the goal in the Middle East. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Ukraine's president isn't backing down after more than 3 months of war.
Захищаємо Україну.
We have defended Ukraine for 100 days already. Victory will be ours.
Though President Zelensky also says Russia now controls about 20% of the country, Russia's president now focusing on eastern and southern regions where Russian-backed separatists have been fighting Ukrainian forces for years and where the ruble is now an official currency in some areas. Part of a police accountability bill in Connecticut is upheld by a federal appeals court, rejecting a challenge from the state police union over one provision allowing state trooper personnel files and internal investigations to be made public. The union argued that violated the trooper's contract, which said personnel files and investigations that end in findings of no wrongdoing were exempt from state freedom of information laws. No word yet on whether the union will appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Only a third of the way through baseball season, the Philadelphia Phillies fire their manager.
Having lost seven of their last nine games with an overall record of 22-29, 12 games out of first place in the National League East, the Phillies tweeted that the team has relieved Joe Girardi of his duties as manager. Bench coach Rob Thompson has been named interim manager for the club through the 2022 season. The Phillies also say that coaching assistant Bobby Meacham was also relieved of his duties. Girardi became Phillies manager in 2020. His teams lost 11 more games than they won. Overall record 132-141. Phillies open a series at home Friday against the Los Angeles Angels.
Fox's Jared Max. At the French Open, 13-time champion Rafael Nadal just advancing to the final after German Alexander Zverev was wheeled off the court with an ankle injury about 3 hours into their match. The Dow's down 149. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.